Today we are going to be learning Oisiyos Dalid and Hey of the Rebbe's Hadran of Tavshin Lamed Hey. The Rebbe begins by saying that in order to understand what the Rambam is teaching us in the laws of Yesoy Dei HaTorah, we first have to address a more general question. And that is, when you hear the words Yesoy Dei HaTorah, the foundations of the Torah, most people equate them to the Yud Gimel Ikrim, the 13 principles of the Rambam. Those principles are enumerated and explained in the Pirush HaMishnayos of the Rambam, in his introduction to Perek Chelek in Masechta Sanhedrin. If you look over there, the Rambam tells us there are 13 Yesoides. However, in Hilchis Yesoide HaTorah, the Rambam does not bring all the 13. For example, Bias HaMashiach, Tchias HaMesim, which are Yesoides 12 and 13, the Rambam does not bring. So the question is, why not? Now this question is actually asked by the Abarbanel, but the Rebbe is going to give a different answer than the Abarbanel himself gives. And the Rebbe starts by explaining Babir Bazeh. Mekivon shekol toichnei shel sefer ayad. Being that the whole essence of the Yad HaChazaka, every aspect of the Sefer Ayad, is like the Rambam writes in his introduction, Halachis Halachis. So therefore, even the titles of the sections of the Rambam, like Hilchis Yisoy Dei HaTorah, have to be something which is connected to actual Halacha. Now, we know that Torah, there are Pilpulim in Torah, but when the Rambam says Yesoides HaTorah, he's referring to the Halachish of Torah, which we know that Torah is from the word Torah, that's based on a Zohar, but obviously in Zohar, the Torahs are not always Halachic, they are also Beruchnius Torahs. However, in Sefer Ayad, when we say Torah, lessons and revelations, it's in regards to Halachis, as the Rebbe explains in Ora 16. And when the Rambam says that we are learning Yesoides HaTorah, those are the foundations of the Halachis of the Torah. That's the qualification of these particular Halachis. Therefore, the Rambam does not bring in Hilchis Yesoides HaTorah all the 13 principles that he explains in Pirush HaMishnayos, because notwithstanding the fact that these are the foundations of Yiddishkeit as a religion, they are not necessarily the Yesoides of Kol Hilchis HaTorah. They are not the foundation of all the Halachos of the Torah. And Ora points out that Sefer Mada, in general, are the Iker Das Moshe Rabbeinu Ol Vasholim. The main religion is explained in Sefer Mada. Yet not all of those mitzvahs are in Hilchas Yisoy Dei HaTorah, obviously. Because Hilchas Yisoy Dei HaTorah are the foundations of all the halachos of the Torah. Now, in Ois Hei, Rebbe is going to explain a little bit, getting deeper, that in every mitzvah, you have what they call the gavra and the chefza, which means, he gives an example of tefillin. You have the tefillin, the actual object, is the chefza, is the tefillin, and then you have the person that puts on the tefillin. The same thing is when it comes to using our seichel to know the Eibishter. So you have the seichel, that's the keli that we use to think about and delve into the greatness of Hashem. And like the Rogatchover says, that there's the poyel, pu'ula, and the nifal. There's the one that does the action, there's the action itself, and then there is the result of the action. Now, there is a difference between halachos and pilpulim. Many pilpulim are lahagdol Torah u'ladira. Like it says, Hashem chovetz man tzidko yagdol Torah v'yadir. which means, it's a pasuk in Yeshaya, that these concepts are not practical. Just the discussion in itself is the purpose of these inyonim. However, when it comes to halacha, it's how to interact with the world in a certain way. In other words, to get the world to follow the ways of the Torah. In the words of the Rebbe, "Shetoichin kol halacha hu kafel." In essence, the essence of each halacha is a dual purpose. Pu'ula chiyuvis, we have a positive aspect that the dvarim sheba'olam should be according to the Dinei HaTorah. For example, in our case, when we're talking about the mitzvah of Yediyas Hashem, that the person should know about Hashem, that's the positive aspect of it, that a person should have the knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then you have the Pula Shlili, so to speak, the negative aspect, and that is that we shouldn't be in existence of a person not knowing Hashem. In other words, not only is it important that the person does know Hashem, there's also this concept that there shouldn't be an existence of a person that doesn't know the Eibishter. Being that we are born in a way that we don't know about Hashem, it needs our effort. So it's important that we know the Eibishter and we leave our previous state of not knowing about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rebbe brings out in Ha'orah 21, and that's what the Rambam says in the end of Hilchas Chanukah, that the whole Torah is brought to bring Shalom Ba'olam. That's why Neir Shabbos, which is Shalom Bayis, is so important. Because the world by itself is created in a way that it is not in sync with the Ratzin Hashem. And through Torah, we do the mitzvahs, we bring peace. The world is now running according to the way the Eibishter wants it. Now, on a very general level, the example of these dual things is brought out in the mitzvah's essay and lois essay. Mitzvah's essay is that the world should be the way the Eirois HaTorah want, and we act in a certain way. And also, the mitzvah's lois essay is that there shouldn't be something which is against the will of Hashem. Now, we're going to be explaining later in Oizayin that also a mitzvah's essay, you have both components. But again, there are two inyonim, that the world should follow in the ways of Hashem, and that the world should not be in a state where it is not fitting with the Ratzon Hashem. More about this, Mirtz Hashem, in the upcoming Shiurim.